Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There are busloads and caravans heading down to Washington right now from all around, including from here. And that is Supreme Court arguments today on the president's decision to end DACA, the protections for people who came here as children illegally. Let's go to Washington now and CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. And Stephen, we see the president's been tweeting about this.
He has been tweeting. He suggests that some DACA recipients are hardened criminals, which is a bit counterintuitive because in order to participate in the DACA program, you have to have a clean criminal record. Some 700,000 younger people, who were brought here illegally, underage as children, are participating in this DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And the Supreme Court today is going to ask the lawyers for both sides whether President Trump was acting properly when he moved to cancel the program that Barack Obama implemented unilaterally. Now, the Trump administration believes that if Barack Obama put it in unilaterally, that Donald Trump can take it out unilaterally. But the court is going to weigh whether the president acted in an arbitrary and capricious manner in violation of the legal standard that typically would apply to administration moves.
He's also been talking about his phone call with leader of Ukraine ahead of tomorrow's first public impeachment hearing, the president.
And you've heard him say it before, he'll say it again, that he had a perfect call. He's also suggesting that by the end of this week, he's going to release the transcript or summary of an earlier call that he had with Volodymyr Zelensky in the spring to congratulate him. He'll use it, I'm sure, as more evidence to suggest that he had no criminal intent or didn't have any corrupt motive when he had his conversations with Zelensky. The Republicans in a strategy memo have suggested that they are going to try to make the argument that the president was motivated by his sincerely held suspicion that there was corruption in Ukraine and that he was acting on that motivation and that he did not do anything wrong.
Stephen Portnoy will be airing your CBS News updates and specials tomorrow during the impeachment proceedings and again on Friday. And WCBS will also have a reporter, Kevin Rincon, monitoring what's going on to bring you whatever's happening. So really our function here will be to bring you summaries and updates on what's happening. And if you want to catch the entire stream, you can do that at WCBS880.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.